Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the Olympics. Now, the Olympic Committee rejected a request by Israel for a moment of silence regarding the Munich massacre, the 1972 terror attack. Now, the 1972 terror attack was carried out by Abu Nidal and his Black September group. A lot of very strange circumstances. There were advance warnings that were ignored, and the terrorists, including Abu Nidal, were allowed to escape.
What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton, continually broadcasting now from Tampa, Florida. Basically, I had to leave Colorado where to seek aid to my mother and try to assist with part of the healing process. She's undergoing chemo, and we wanted to provide an alternative to that. So we're going to be going over some of the updates with respect to her health, because there's been some improvements. So that is good. And additionally, you know, part of that process is when you're she's got stage 4 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and they actually give her, you know, afterlife counseling as to, you know, where you're at. Are you prepared if this goes wrong and those sorts of things? So they actually have a questionnaire in the hospital. So we want to go over that, and that's something all of us should ask ourselves. Are you happy with what you've accomplished on this planet thus far? So that's going to be the general basis for the show today. That gets into some real deep stuff, you know, the meaning of life and what have you accomplished? Are you happy with what you've accomplished? What more would you like to accomplish? And, you know, once you start with the end in mind, you know, you can really get into some deep issues, and it gets you your life focused so that you create a life which you are achieving by design. And, you know, why should anybody come to your funeral? And if you start with that kind of idea in mind at the beginning, then you can have a different sort of life, because you engineer everything after that. So we're going to get into that questionnaire. And once we answer some of those questions, we will hopefully live a different kind of life. If you don't have a plan, often it's said you plan to fail. So if life is imposing its will on you, you are not imposing your will on it. So we intend to discuss more deeply with this, because that's the meaning for this whole thing. So thanks for tuning to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio.
Every day our lives are swallowed by the war. The unclean, unseen, omnipresent force. There's more money owed than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running thin. Inflation's an equation for permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip they used to hit us.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way cause we know it's right.
Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on cause it's gonna be
using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit.
It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsta. Those are devils fronting Wall Street banks.
Radio, I'm your host, Wayne Walton, and typically we are based out of Summit County, Colorado, where we have initiated the Mountain Hours Revolution and had to take a brief reprieve from that to come here and actually tend to an ailing mother and my mother, Barbara, who's 82, is suffering from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And part of the treatment of that is what the establishment is doing, is the medical establishment, is they treat the symptoms. So once you get this, they don't work on the systemic problem, the original problem that causes everything, just like everything else. With the monetary system, there's homeless, they permit the debt slaves to work on homelessness and donate money to the poor, but the thing that creates the poor is usury. Well, the thing that creates, not all of the cancer, but the majority of them, the things that can cure them aren't available because that's big business. But the most fundamental things we can do is work on our health issues and our nutrition. So a sedentary life, a very stressful life, a very busy life, all of those things to leads to all sorts of other physical maladies. So this questionnaire was interesting, and that my mother was supposed to fill out, and basically gets into like the meaning of life. Are you happy with what you have accomplished and those sorts of things? And it, you know, gets deep stuff. And ultimately, if you want to have a successful life and feel like you, you know, not all of us, it's difficult to accomplish everything, but if you have your primary things that you wanted to work on, put them on a list and match those up to your unique abilities so that what's great when you work within your own unique ability, it's not difficult to work because that's what you naturally do. What are the natural things that you do day in and day out and actually give you energy once you're done doing those things? And like for myself, I focus on monetary. Like I'm a revolutionary. I'm a visionary. And by envisioning a different future, it allows you to be revolutionary in the ideas, and then you create that idea, the goal. The goal is a usury-free, voluntary, responsible, for the least among us, society. It's, and it'll be abundant because it'll be usury-free, create a ground-up economy, and basically flip pyramids. So that is the goal. That's my vision for the future, and basically developing systems which allow us to achieve that. That's you know, that's where my head is at all the time. So I'm focused on that all of the time. And it's all I can think of all of the time. It's all I want to think of all the time. Except when I go play some sports or something like that where you know, you need to obviously check out so that you don't go crazy. But it's that's natural to me. That's normal to me. And when I talk to other people about those things, that's exhausting to them because, you know, the language itself, usury, what is that? A jubilee, what's that? So it's like a lot of mental work with all of the language and the lexicon of that particular expertise. And it gets into, oh, you know, demurrage, for instance, we were talking about on Friday. So the thing is once you understand this, all that techno jargon that they talk on, if you're watching TV, all the QE2 and, you know, just the bottomless jargon that they use, that takes you to non-solutions. Like, what is, number one, what is the goal? They never even talk about what their goal is. You know, so what is the point in learning all of their lexicon when they don't even, why do I even want to go there? Like, when has it been, when have any of these expert economists ever created a more abundant society? We have, you know, less abundance. We have less time. We're working more for less money. They're offering austerity. So if, you know, if you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. So I would recommend that, why don't you give some of my solutions a opportunity to see if just allow your brain to work on them. Well, how about this as an idea for an abundant future? Currently, mortgages are 30 years, 20 years of which is interest. Why don't you eliminate the interest and have a 10-year, effectively a principal-only mortgage? Who wouldn't want to sign up for that? You know, it's really simple stuff. Like, so if it makes sense and it's really simple, like, maybe he's onto something. So then he goes, you know, you might go, well, that's just a pipe dream. Where can I go and get that? How can that occur? Well, if the money is just invented, why do you have to, that's what they do now. They invent that money when we sign up for a mortgage right now. When you sign the promissory note, they invent that money. So therefore, why should there be so much interest applied on it when it's completely unnecessary? It's completely unneeded. So remove the interest, and what do you got left over? A very, very payable mortgage by all of the borrowers. So, and well, has that been done in the past, Wayne? Yes, it has. Ithaca, New York's currency cooperative loaned $30,000 to
the credit union. So the bankers borrowed from the people. So there's an example of that. So some people will then go, well, the banks don't really do that now. They actually loan depositors' fund. Well, no, that's illegal to do that. And the example, the exemplification of that where you can verify what I'm saying is from Modern Money Mechanics. It's put out by the Chicago Federal Reserve, and you can easily go review that. That number one, it says that it's illegal for them to borrow deposited funds. So since it's illegal to borrow deposited funds, they're inventing new money. That is the difference. And once you understand that, then from there you can go step by step. Well, why don't we do the same thing but not charge interest? So this allows an opportunity where we can create an equal amount of debt and money being invented. So right now that's not the case. There's much more debt than money invented. So we're changing all that. We're innovating the monetary system so that once it's innovated, people will voluntarily use this system because it performs for the people. It creates abundance. And so that's just one example of this. So getting to starting with the end in mind, the end is creating an abundant society. And this is what my end is. Once I die, I want to be... I want people to show up to my funeral because I'm intending to do these things, to give them a reason, to give them the goal line. What's the purpose? What's the reason? Why should people care? Why should they participate? That's the difference. You know, that's my unique selling proposition. So I hope people understand that this isn't just a blabbering talk show where we're, on number one, not going to talk about the symptoms, but I'll talk about a little bit about the symptoms, but the focus is not on the problem. We identify the problem and then we focus on the solution and creating systems that expand so there's more participation in the solution. So that we focus on marketing systems for the solution, that we focus on music for the solution, so that we focus on education for the solution. because once the people understand the problem and then explain it to others and then focus on the solution, what the mind can conceive and believe. So your mind has to believe it. So you got to conceive it first, and then it can achieve it. So these are the steps. You work the plan. We're just working on a specific plan about how we can really make things different, and that's the whole purpose of this. There's a specific, not just a daily. There's a big shooting in Denver. Let's investigate both sides and see if there's anything, any funny business, because there's a lot of claims there. Like there's obviously the establishment wants to control gun rights. They've got a building in New York with a gun barrel tied in a knot. So that is true. But ultimately, that's still a symptom. A false flag is a symptom. So whether it is not or is a false flag, in either instance, there are symptoms. So you're debating a Hegelian debate. So by wasting energy on focusing on another system, I would recommend that you focus on, so let's say you take the left's thing that we need to restrict gun rights. In a usury-free society, there'll be less violence to begin with because there'll be more abundance. Let's say there is a false flag. In a usury-free society, the parasitic users won't have the capacity to constantly steal our energy so as to finance a false flag. So we get deep down into it. That's what this is all about, getting deep down into it. So we'll be right back.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, Live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems. Then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A 1 month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Indeed, indeed, and we don't live in pain and fear when our carrot, as human beings, when our carrot is so big, our goal is so big, all of the steps for achieving that carrot, they just all become like little speed bumps. But if we all focus on, oh, there's, you know, this problem, the bad guys are doing this. The bad guys, if you create your own local currency, they're going to come after you. If you're just focused on the bad stuff, you get nowhere, you know? I'm back in Florida, so it brings back a lot of memories. I'm actually sitting in my old office. I rent, and looking out what I look at, you know, I schedule lots of pools and build lots of pools in Florida. Because it's hot here. It is so hot here. It's July. And it's monsoon season or hurricane season, so it rains every afternoon. And, man, after doing that for 25 years, you know a whole lot about people and about all of the excuses that they make. And they make lots of excuses. I just call them, there's just two kinds of people in the world. There's problem finders. And there's problem solvers. And One of my other unique abilities, let's call it, is being a problem solver, is to just create, if you know what the goal is, you just problem solve and you fix the underlying source of what's creating those problems. And the underlying source, obviously, is usury. That's the original sin of the world's economic and monetary problems. So just think, if you want abundance, well, we've got a monetary system that will outcompete the existing one because we've got interest-free mortgages. So you get rid of 10 or 20 years. It's basically like having a two-thirds off the price of money. Our monetary system innovates it so it performs for the people instead of siphoning all of that money. That money doesn't actually go. Those payments don't go to the local bank. It all gets whisked up to the top. And by the way, because the money was invented, they earned a profit after the very first payment. Again, if you want to challenge me on that, do it. We like to hear from people who disagree. I know my stuff, so I've got no problem with it. And it's important for people to hear the other side, not just me just drone on about do this, 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 this. Call in, challenge me so that, ask questions. The number is 877-488-5350. Challenge me on these ideas. I was last week talking about demurrage, to incentivize the use of money. If you come from the background or the belief that we are suffering from too many Federal Reserve notes, and that's the reason why prices are going up, that doesn't make any sense. But if you recognize that in actuality we're suffering from too little money, those concepts are diametrically opposite. The TV says inflation. The Patriot media says inflation. I'm saying deflation. So challenge. It's good for you. Not to just blindly believe anybody. Challenge those assertions. Challenge them. Develop your own critical thinking skills. And because we all have to move in this direction because this is the direction which will create abundance. That's what I'm saying is if you get stuck on bad ideas, you waste a lot of energy. What I'm telling you is I'm telling the final objective. So I want to create this usury-free, abundant, voluntary society, because who wouldn't prefer living in a voluntary society than a mandatory society where your participation is mandatory? So let's say, for instance, you, like I, hate funding perpetual war, for instance. Let's say you don't like funding a perpetual and growing police state. Let's say you don't like that. Well, it's not voluntary for you to participate. It's mandatory. You must participate. That's not freedom. So people that have been deluded into believing that, this country or any country is free, they'll just often say, oh, love it or leave it. Like, no, I'm saying, let's innovate it. Let's innovate it. Let's make it better. Let's stay here and make it better. And if, people want and they choose to, they're participating with their abusive relationship. So people can still choose to do that if they want to. We're creating a system where people can opt out, creating systems, and then creating a systemized system so that system could be franchised across the country. So that's the all idea. We'll be right back. Leaked all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic war for the profit, bombs for the savior, false flags and erratic behavior, water full of chemicals, leaked all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines, cutting down the populace, all in the name of peace.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, John, how come you've got a Garden of Eden, and my backyard looks like Dante's Inferno?
Could be any number of reasons. Where did you get your seeds?
I bought the 24 variety kit from one of those guys on the internet. Got a great deal, too.
Well, it may be that your seed isn't suited for this area.
Isn't it all the same?
Heck no, man. My bank came from Texas Ready. They offer regional seed banks so that you can be assured of getting seed that will grow in your area. Not only that, all of their seeds are fresh. You're not going to get some seed that's been sitting around in a freezer or warehouse for the last couple of years.
Oh, crap.
Friends, don't be lassoed into a seed bank that may not produce well in your area. Go to TexasReady.net and order a northern bank for growing zones 3 through 6 or a southern bank for zones 7 through 10. That's TexasReady.net. Live where you will, but be Texas Ready.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan is basically stating that they are the sovereigns, and as the sovereigns, you know, they set some goals up. They achieved their goals. And their goal was to basically bankrupt the people and destroy national sovereignty, and they achieved their goals. Why don't we become problem solvers? Why don't we achieve some goals and set some goals first? And how will you be remembered? What are your goals, and by the way, we need to know what your unique abilities are, because in your local community, you know, not everybody's going to be an expert on creating monetary reform systems, right? But like for instance, I don't like doing accounting. I just don't like doing it. I'm not good at it. I don't like putting energy into it. I just don't like doing it. So for my business, I always just subbed it out. So if every day that's what I had to do was that kind of accounting, I would hate doing it. But what I am good at is diffusing problems, trying to not react emotionally to situations. And that's what like people in customer service did. You know, anybody that has a business for that long, normally they get pretty good at doing some customer service. It's not what I want to do every day. And that's what it is my customers are, for the monetary system, this is a product. That's all that's going on. This is marketing a system, marketing a product. This product is innovative energy transfer technology called money. It's just innovative money so that it performs for the people. And there's going to be some people that, you know, when you talk about them, they have objections. Some don't care. They just want to use local or organic products, and that's exactly what it is. And but there's other people that they'll have objections. And in sales, you have to talk about their objections and be able to explain why those objections don't really apply. So some people go, oh, you're just creating more worthless fiat paper. And so, well, that's not the case. Well, number one, we don't have too much worthless fiat paper. It's actually worth more. It's worth more because the existing Federal Reserve notes are scarce. We don't have enough of them to pay our debts, so therefore they are scarce. So anyway, it's this whole idea of overcoming problems, and that gets easier when you set a big goal. So we, number one, need to find out what your unique abilities are, and we want those to be able to be utilized. So in our, you know, the Mountain Hours Currency Cooperative, there's going to be members of that cooperative that will lend some of their expertise to the system. So obviously you're going to need an accountant so that they could basically our system right now is we log in a book with different serial numbers, and then the businesses, when they join, they actually sign the money, so they have their unique signature on it. Well, every 3 months, that's going to recur, so people, there'll be an anniversary date for signups. So new currency is introduced every 3 months because there isn't enough money in circulation. Another evidence of that is lots of people are bartering right now in Summit County and everywhere. Because Federal Reserve notes are scarce. If they were abundant, you would have more Federal Reserve notes to trade. So my eulogy that I'm looking to have, what does Wayne Walton, why does Wayne Walton do this? A lot of people will ask that because right now there's no monetization for my energy that I'm putting into this. I'm actually spending a lot of money on promoting this. But it's with this is like a research and development initiative in its initial phases. And basically we're copying Ithaca, New York's model initially, but as it goes on, like Ithaca, New York didn't, you know, for instance, they didn't make their system virtual. Alternatively, Madison Hours did make their system. They had an hours system that's both physical and virtual. I'm not positive of this, but I'm not aware if they've ever actually done a interest-free loan. So basically, with any good initiative, you find good examples and historic examples of good achievements that different systems were able to achieve, and basically copy those and implement those particular aspects. It's no different than what we're doing here with Mountain Hours. It's going to utilize the things, because obviously we want to be able to have a car loan at some point, interest-free. We want a home loan, interest-free. We're going to have credit cards that will be interest-free. Abundance, usury free. And so my, when people ask, well, you know, why are you doing this? Well, I could have done a lot better, you know, different things with this money that would have given me, more personal comfort, a better car that's more reliable, those sorts of things that we commonly do. But things don't get better that way. If we have to set, we have to be willing to sacrifice. There it is. The goals set your mind up that you're willing to sacrifice for the greater good. And when I was young, I volunteered for an officer of Canada program for the Marines. My brother volunteered for the Vietnam and Cold War, basically a proxy war that it was. And my parents both volunteered for the Korean War. Uncle volunteered. Father-in-law for Vietnam War. Grandfather, World War II. So they were willing to sacrifice. And we are, you know, trained as a society to sacrifice, to go be in service for each other. But they basically, they're the ones that finance those wars, the parasitic use. They finance both sides so that we go and waste our energy. And those wars will continue to occur because the funding is available there. It's profitable when you're able to. Not necessarily just for the profits that they do that. They do that as a means to control the people. Because as long as our mind is occupied with anything, I mean anything, other than creating a usury-free society, we will be constantly divided and conquered as to whether we're pro-war or anti-war or pro-military or anti-military or, you know, pro-gun rights or anti-gun rights. They use these. This is a constant war against the mind, all of these competing ideas, so that we are divided and conquered, race, religion, et cetera, et cetera. And they purposely finance, you know, religious people that are pro-war. So it's a contrarian idea to have Christians who support war. So we're constantly battling. So if we target the original problem and then sacrifice to innovate that system, that's the means by which that we evolve. That's what this is all about. This is about an enlightenment. It's about focusing. It's about sacrificing. But changing what we sacrifice over. Don't go sacrifice and go, you know, occupy with no plan. You're sacrificing your comfort. You're sacrificing your body potentially to get beat on by a cop, but for no purpose. So you might go sacrifice your body in a war. It's for no purpose. There will continue, unless you target the original sin that you're really fighting, which is engineered war. What finances that? Usury. So if we all focus, all of these other theater, all these other things are effectively theater. If we focus on the original sin, we achieve victory. And that's what my eulogy is about. I graduated from Officer Candidate School. I graduated from college with a degree in history. And those are the requisites to receive a commission. However, I never got my commission because effectively I was booted out of their Officer Candidate program because I took too long to graduate because I effectively turned into a drunk while I was in the frat boy in University of South Florida. So my goal is to be get my commission. I want to earn my commission for basically innovating. You know, this is an economic war that is occurring. So in an economic war, you don't have to, just like John Adams' quote is, there's two ways to enslave a people. One is by the sword and one is by debt. Well, I want to innovate our thinking and innovate a system so that we don't have war at all, you know, institutionally financed through usury. I'm hoping that my dedication toward this will earn me my commission. It sounds pretty convoluted to the uninitiated. Anybody that understands it's like to go through Marine Corps boot camp understands what a level of commitment and belief and love of country and focus and willing to sacrifice is there. And I fully had that. Like, I was down for the core big time. And I just grew up that way in a military family where everybody else had done the same thing. So it's like a rite of passage for, you know, young boys to do, to show their mettle, to show that they're problem solvers, to show their dedication to their tribe. Well, they use that good intention for immoral purposes to go kill other good and loving brown people across the planet in this, basically it's a Hegelian dialect. It's another one. There's, the radical Muslims versus the so-called Christians, warmongers in the United States. So the point is that's my goal. My goal. That's why I always wanted to have a Marine Corps wedding as well. That was these symbolic ideas always look just really cool because you walk through raised swords, and that just always looked awesome to me. I still get goosebumps when, the Marine Corps silent drill team is performing, and the president's band is the Marines band. So it all gets down to once a Marine, always a Marine, and that's what I was down for. It's just that I have new facts of light. New things have come to light. New facts have come to light. And to realize that the people really perpetrating the destruction, the real enemy of the people, isn't radical Muslims. It wasn't North Vietnamese. It wasn't communists. It wasn't North Koreans. It wasn't the Japanese. It was always these criminals that control monetary systems globally and engineer conflict. They are the real enemy. However, because this war, this battlefield, is not fought with swords, it's fought it's not fought physically even. It's an economic, it's a battlefield of the minds. It's a battlefield of economics, usury. So this Marine adapted his thinking to become more evolved and innovate a system and innovate this, basically when you go through military training, they're just teaching you systems. Systems for navigating a fire team of, a four men or a squad of 13 or a platoon of, say, 30, a company of, say, 250. You develop systems for platoon leadership. They actually call it PLC. It's a platoon leaders. I can't remember what that acronym means, but anyway, it's you're learning small unit tactics. Platoon leaders, what a platoon leader does, he leads a small unit, learns systems. Well, all of those systems are for a physical battlefield. The systems that we're developing are for a, you can call it spiritual or you can call it financial. It's an economic battlefield, informational battlefield. And then, if you go into some other services, they recognize more and more that it's an information war where, on a battlefield, that's what the original balloons were, reconnaissance. So it's information was always involved even in the physical battlefield. Well, in an economic battlefield, your systems are going to be different. And my focus has been, oh my God, I can't believe these guys are doing this. We have to evolve. We have to evolve. This is something different. And not just, not just bunker down and hide. That's not what you do. You go on the offensive. You innovate. You adapt. You innovate. You overcome. That's something that's a recurring thing that you heard here in the Marine Corps. You adapt, you innovate, you overcome, you adapt. So what that means, and I was always that way already, just with, again, I'm in Florida, I'm a full contractor. There's always people that when they, you have to go build a pool in a day. There's some guys, oh, I got a flat tire. I can't build. I'm not going to be able to make it. There's this going on. I didn't have that mindset. I took a very mission-oriented mindset. When we left the house, we were going to build a pool that day. So we'll be right back and tie that thought up.
Every day our lives are swallowed by the war. The unclean, unseen, omnipresent war. There's more money gold than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running things. Inflation's an equation for permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip they used to hit us.
Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because 1. It is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2. The money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3. The parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero-interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours Revolution.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be
using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the chili peppers did, and the funky monks are here to repeal the deficit.
It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangster. Those are devils from Wall Street banks.
That's the Wandering Monks. I do encourage you to check them out. They are just truly excellent. I'll be getting into them more in the next hour. But focusing on this whole idea of goal setting and what's the end result, the goal is to get people to come to your funeral and That makes you elevate your game. It makes you be a good guy all of the time. It makes you be a good guy when people aren't looking. It makes you be a good guy when you're not just doing it for financial benefit. You're doing it because you've got this greater goal. Well, let's build our tribe together. Please, like, contact me. Please go to Wayne Walton on Facebook. My profile picture is Jubilee, where it says a reset, it's a red button. And I want to gain my tribe and actually send me a private message about what's your unique ability. How do you want to participate? Are you a good accountant? Are you a good salesperson? Are you a good tech guy? Are you a good video editor? Because every county is going to need those roles. What is your unique ability, and how would you like to be remembered in the second American Revolution, the final, the second human enlightenment, where the people finally stood up for themselves, created their own money, and created an abundant future for themselves? Basically, you're creating a future that's better than our past, right? That's what everybody wants for themselves. That's what everybody wants for their kids. Abundance. We can achieve that. We are going to achieve that. And the quicker that we start focusing on this goal together, we are going to achieve that. And we want a usury-free, abundant society is where you make your living in a vocation where it's based upon your unique ability. So start, start focusing on what are your unique abilities. I'm a grinder kind of athlete, but I'm not a great athlete. So that's not one of my unique abilities, you know. But so we got to stop focusing on our deficits and focus on our assets. There's a good book on this called Discover Your Strengths. And I think another one's called Strengths Finders. So they've got, like, I don't know, maybe like 25 or 30 strengths listed on there. So it helps you define those things. And when you're able to define those things, if you work all the time on things that give you energy, you feel more energized after your work is done. So that's what's pretty powerful with that. I'm a pretty good salesperson. It's mostly passion, I think, that really sells it. And that's what you should be doing anyway. It's something you're really passionate about. Life's short. Don't stay locked into jobs or situations that you hate, relationships that you hate. Many people hate their relationship with the parasitic users. I hate that relationship. I hate what they're doing to humanity. So I'm choosing to create systems that utilize my unique abilities so as to create change. And we all have those things, all of us. And sometimes, even though you're good at a job, you might not be...
But it doesn't matter, because...
You know, you might not be enthused to do it. So we're going to change those things. Let's create a future where we can all do something we're very passionate about. Be right back in the next hour.
Savings of money, a choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as...
This is Farron, host of The Real News Radio. I want to tell you about...